Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Marie McDonald, good afternoon, Marie.
How are you, Joe?
How are you keeping? You contacted us with an unusual request, to say the least, but a fascinating one. Go ahead, Marie.
Yeah, I just, I dabble in a bit of poetry. I'm not great, but I try my best. Mm-hmm. I just wrote a little poem for my brother-in-law who's not well at the moment. He hasn't been given long, so I thought it was nice to put a few words down on paper rather than mm-hmm. the usual people do this afterwards when the person's gone and they don't get to hear, you know, how good they were.
What's his name?
His name is Martin, Martin Hart.
And would Martin be listening?
He is indeed. Big fan, yeah.
He listens most days, is he? Okay.
Yeah, him and my sister, they followed you around for years and went to your shows on Fridays and everything. So,
okay.
Yeah.
With Syl and Doc and Frank and all the gang. No, they're still around.
Yeah.
We will be back. We will be back once the regulations allow.
Exactly.
So it's for Martin Hart. And where is Martin at the moment, Marie?
They live in Summerhill in Enfield.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But originally from Finglas.
Okay.
My sister and my brother-in-law and the whole family were from Finglas. So.
Okay, so you basically want to publicly... publicly talk about Martin, your brother-in-law, mm-hmm. who you obviously are very, very fond of, and you want him to hear this publicly as well. That's your point, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. And I thought the best place would be on your show because, as I said, he listens every day. So,
okay. Well, go ahead, Marie. What's it called?
It's called Marty, Marty, Life and Soul of the Party.
Okay, I heard that before.
Okay.
He sounds like he's a gorgeous man.
He is. He's a great character. Yeah.
Martin Hart, as you say, is his name. It sounds like he's a big heart. But anyway, take your time reading the poem.
Okie doke. Thanks, Joe. Okay. The 70s were a time for free love and passion. New kinds of music, flares and clogs were in fashion. That's when Marty came into our life, not knowing then he'd make my sister his wife. The first wedding in our home, happy and carefree, with me trying to sing Save All Your Kisses for Me. My mum was delighted that he had a trade, doing jobs around our house from designs she had made. They moved to Ballina, I thought it was so far away, but then their first house in Finglas, I remember that day. They built up their home and enjoyed what they had, now excited in becoming a new mum and dad. David, the first grandchild, I was an auntie at age 9. The excitement in our house, happy tears from Mam crying. The years passing by, two more sons, Wayne and Graham. Marty still working hard, enjoying life all the same. He grafted hard every day for his family and wife so they could enjoy the finer things in life. He looked after his parents also, Molly and Frank. Pints in the village inn, 'twas Guinness they drank. Looking forward to holidays to lap up the sun, Joni and Marty together always meant fun. Grandchildren came and they doted on them too, always there to help out, because that's what grandparents do. The last few years, alas, health issues arise, Marty being so brave, making sure he survives. He fought all the odds and would not give in. I've never met a braver man with such an attitude to win. He took up a hobby, a true hidden gift. With his paintings and art, this gave him a lift. People asking for pictures, which he did with such pleasure. He gave me some also, which I will always treasure. So Marty, dear Marty, life and soul of the party, I just have one more thing to say. I am proud to have known you. Love and memories I'll cherish until we meet again someday.
Okay, that's lovely. That's lovely, Marie. It really is.
Thanks.
And how do you think he'll react to that?
Well, I sent it to my sister the other day and she read it out, but there's a few snots and tears in between, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know it means a lot to him. So, as I said, to hear it on your show and other people around that know him, to hear it be nice for him, yeah.
Okay, stay with us. I need to take a break anyway. Back after this. Stay there, Marie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
So, Marie, you're a poet and your brother-in-law, Marty Hart, he's taking up art. Is that what you said in the poem?
Yeah, he's done some brilliant pictures over the years. Great. The local pub, even, that they drink in Summerhill, asked him to do one of the actual pub, and they have hanging
lovely.
Up there.
That's a great skill. That's a great skill. To paint a building is difficult. Difficult. Okay, Marie, we wish him well. Now, you say at the end of your poem, and I know the context in which you wrote it, "I am proud to have known you, love, and memories I'll cherish until we meet again someday." You will meet soon, I hope, and talk soon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was up with him on Monday there, and we had a couple of drinks and reminiscing, and it was a nice day. Hopefully I'll get to see him again soon.
Marie, mind yourself. He sounds a great man. He's a great man. I know you think you think the time is maybe short, but hopefully it'll be much, much longer than that. Thanks, Marie, and thanks, Marty, as well.
Though.
And
thanks,
Marty. What's his wife's name, your sister's name?
Joan.
Joan and Marty, thank you for listening and keep listening, and we'll be by your side, as indeed all your family will be in the future. Thanks indeed, Marie.